We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Final hour, Jones and Mego with Arcan. If you missed our interview earlier today with Andrew Raycroft, you can go back and listen to the podcast at any time. Just subscribe to Jones and Mego on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. 617-779-7937. Your phone number to get in touch. You can also text us at 37937. I've paid a little attention to the text line today. I really...
People loved Meg explaining.
Well, it's kind of in a blind spot over there. Oh, was it not so hot, the feedback? Is that what you're saying?
That's... Well, a lot of people were saying that I'm just an extremely grateful person, and I'm just so... This young woman must be so excited to be joining a family with me.
I love the view that you have on this. It's just like, hey, guys, can we just end the charade of...
It's for everyone.
You give me a thank you card and I give you a thank you card. Let's just skip it and not even give each other thank you cards. But I just take that all the way to, like, gifts. I just take that all the way to gifts.
See, I love the...
I just take that all the way to presents. Like,
no,
hey, you know what?
Gift-giving isn't art.
Let's just skip it. Let's just skip it. You're going to give me one. I'm going to give you one. Let's just skip it. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
What?
Yes.
But what if you see something for your wife that you're like, oh, she would love that.
Well, then that would be the first time. if I ever see anything where I'm like, oh my God, my wife would love that, it would literally be the first time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just like, I now have to. Oh, it's her birthday. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, it's Mother's Day. Oh, it's any one of the million days I have to get her something. I'm just like, crap, I have to get her something. But never have I been like in a store and I'm like, oh, Kat would love that.
Yeah. Also, what do you think that we would see that we would recognize as something that our wives would like? Like, if I'm in a store and I see something I think my wife would like, I know it's like Costanza. I know she wouldn't like
this. Here's how it
works. There's no way she'd like this.
Here's how it works. I'm like, oh, it's $5. I know she won't like it. Oh, it's $1,000. I bet she'd love it. Like, I mean, that's my view on it.
I love giving gifts. I'll say that. Like, I like picking out gifts for people.
Then the opposite would have to be right.
I just don't need the pen and paper involved.
Yeah.
I feel kind of the same way about, like, birthday cards. Mm-hmm. Someone sends me just a birthday card. I mean,
yeah.
There's cash in it. That's nice.
Again,
cards going in the trash either way.
I'd skip right over gift giving. I'd skip right over just celebrating birthdays. It's like, we all got one. We can just all skip.
This is one of the darker things. We can't
as an adult. Thank you for the ovation back there, Ryan. Well, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying I'd prefer to just skip that altogether. Children, I get. You know,
why
children
celebrate anything?
No, well, that's fine.
Dude, I got a birthday coming up and it's just like, ugh.
When's your birthday?
Well, it's in March.
Did you hear that though?
What?
Guys, I have a birthday coming up.
Like,
That was a sneaky little make sure you wish me a happy birthday.
Jones, you know why?
Me something.
Because if I don't mention it and she finds out, she's going to yell at me for not mentioning that it's my birthday.
No, because this is a.
I'm trying to get Mego to not yell at me as often.
This is where people will come in the day after you've worked with them the day before, and they go, "Well, my birthday was yesterday."
Guess what? I would not have said.
No. Now that's a guilt trip.
You never would have known. I didn't even tell you what day it is.
Yeah, I'm the same way. So like, I would
treat every day in March like your birthday.
I wouldn't.
Now we're talking.
I wouldn't talk down birthdays, and then all of a sudden be like, "Oh yeah, by the way, yesterday was my birthday." I wouldn't do that because now you are making somebody feel bad.
Mm-hmm. If you don't want to mention your birthday at all, don't even tell me that it happened.
Yeah, I won't.
Don't tell me you were born.
Yeah, you were never born as far as we're concerned.
I won't. We don't need to.
Jones was spawned.
No, that is
from
true.
A clutch of eggs.
That's. I wouldn't say that's inaccurate. So anyway, you know, we've talked about a variety of things today. Thank you cards, really hot button. Again, if you want to weigh in, 617-779-7937. Your phone number to get in touch. Still very clunky on its way out of my mouth, but what are you going to do? It's also been very clunky for the Patriots down at the Shrine Bowl. And I know it's like, oh, it's just the Shrine Bowl, Jones. The Super Bowl hasn't even happened yet. It's not the offseason yet. Can't sign free agents. Can't bring in draft picks. Never mind, install your offense and blah, 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 blah. Like, I get it. I get that it's early. I do. But I've also been subjected the last couple of days. Megan dropped in a great one in our Slack channel about, oh, my God, Bill Belichick is so hands-on. And look at the coaching that Bill O'Brien is doing at the Shrine Bowl. Wow, this Patriots coaching staff was a big deal that they were going to go down there. I think it's a good thing they're down there, by the way. Any opportunity you have to get up close and personal and extra looks in person at these prospects is a good one. I want Bill at Pro Days. I want him at the Senior Bowl. I want him at the Shrine Bowl. What I don't want is Bill floating around in the Caribbean and dialing up Nick Saban and asking him what he thinks about a prospect. I want Bill to work him out, see him in person, meet them, do the whole thing. I don't see how that could possibly hurt. That's part of your job. You have to do it. And when Bill doesn't do it, I'm critical. So I'm happy he's there. But I have to sit here and be subjected to all of the work that Bill's doing at the Shrine Bowl. So I was curious how it's actually going at the Shrine Bowl. Troy Brown is the head coach of the Western team. It's all Patriots coaches. Bill Belichick is an advisor. Bill O'Brien is an advisor. Gerard Mayo is an advisor, among others. But Troy Brown is the head coach. How did how'd the West look on offense yesterday, Troy?
You saw it. So, you know, you're going to have days like that. So it was not very impressive offensively. I was proud of the defense out there and the way they played and the way they performed. But offensively, we got a lot of work to do before Thursday's game. So, yeah. No, it wasn't a good day.
It's like a recurring nightmare with this team and installing offenses. So at the Shrine Bowl now, the offense sucks, and they can't install an offense, and the defense is way ahead of the – gee, where have I heard that one before?
It wasn't a good day.
Well, I think if there's a positive here, which I'm going to look for
– they're consistent.
It's that we now know why Troy Brown was never considered as an offensive coordinator.
Sure.
And he doesn't have to elbow out Gerard Mayo or Bill O'Brien as they try to go into a battle royale for the next head coaching job of the Patriots after Bill Belichick decides to hang it up. Like, I can't read too much into this personally because, as you set up, it is a Shrine Bowl. It's a collection of random college kids who don't play together. They're not Patriots players. They're not NFL players yet. Troy Brown is the one running the operation there. He's a positional coach. And I know Gerard Mayo, Bill O'Brien, and Bill Belichick are there in an advisory role. I wouldn't read into this as this is the way that the coaching is going to run and the dysfunction is going to directly carry over once OTAs start in the spring.
Maybe not. It's the one indication we have so far. It's like we're making a big deal about the coaches down there, and I'm going to pay attention to offense specifically. And the offense sounds like it's kind of a mess. There's also the update that we got today from Chad Graff. You dropped this in, Megan.
This is way more alarming.
Okay, but I think they all tie together.
No,
this is alarming. So Chad Graff in The Athletic had some notes from the Shrine Bowl, and he says that Joe Judge, who served as New England's quarterback coach this last year, as we know, has been very involved with coaching and has spent a lot of time with the offensive players, further muddying the discussion about his role for next season. He's still working with the offensive players. The prevailing thought was that Judge would simply replace Cam Acord as special teams coordinator. Put a pin in that. We'll circle back to it. But Acord is here working with specialists, a sign he could remain in his role despite the team's struggles there. Judge's status is one to monitor, as it seems he'll be returning to Belichick's staff in an unknown role. Look, I'll allow for this possibly being Joe Judge doing the same thing the Herald wrote about last week, and Joe Judge overstepping his bounds and
being loud
and getting in everybody's face and pretending like he knows more than he does because he's Joe Judge. Maybe it's just that. And Bill's like, whatever, he's been railroaded here. It's the Shrine Bowl. We're just going to let him do it. He shouldn't be anywhere near offensive players again, period, and specifically for this event. What's he doing? Working out guys they might draft and telling them the wrong thing? Like, what? Why do you want him anywhere near these prospects?
Arcan, I don't know how you feel. I am so confused and troubled by this because my main takeaway coming out of the reading that Herald piece from Andrew Callahan and Kieran Garigian was that Mac Jones and Joe Judge really don't like each other. And Mac's going to, by all appearances, is coming back as your quarterback next year. And we're supposed to all go, okay, Bill O'Brien is coming in. He's going to smooth everything over and make everything professional again. I don't know if they think Bill O'Brien is like some advanced family therapist or they don't care about Mac Jones and he's actually not who they're investing in at all, even in the next season. I don't see a scenario where you could bring Joe Judge back on the offensive side of the ball with so many of the same players coming back, including Mac Jones, and have those players not, you know, check out again the way that you accused them of at the very beginning of last year. If they turn around and Joe Judge is a positional coach or some kind of gray area offensive advisor on
that side of the ball. He's just on that ball side of the ball, but chirping at them.
I wouldn't blame. That's just and telling them the wrong thing.
Red area is, you know, a very dynamic area of the field. It's very different when you go through different zones.
If you're Kendrick Bourne, if you're Hunter Henry, guys who saw their numbers last year cut in half. Like, I know they're getting paid here, but it's like, come on, again, Arcan.
The quote from the Herald was, Mac didn't like him, comma, at all. it's pretty cut and dry there.
Yeah, I think that feeling was mutual. But
they also mentioned that he was getting phased out after week five or six.
Right.
So, like, if you're getting phased out at that point, and that's getting tough, that wasn't the players who were saying that. I think that came from the team. Oh, no, yeah, it was a bad thing, but we phased him right out. I hate to say it, but the simplest answer here is that Joe Judge is under contract with the Giants for two more years, and Matt Patricia isn't. And it may be just as simple as that. You got another free guy who's a Bill ass-kisser who owes everything to Belichick, and he's going to be around there, so we'll just keep him around, and that's what he's there for.
So he's an advisor. He's an advisor, and they are going to keep him happy. Why does he have to be working with offensive? He should be nowhere near the offensive side of the ball, whether they're prospects or guys on the team. He should be nowhere near that side of the ball. So, look, I know it's just the Shrine Bowl. I know it's the stupid college football all-star game, but there are some things you can take away with the Patriots and their coaching staff. 617-779-7937. I just don't like reading that the offense doesn't look right. It makes me question, and the coaching should be better on that side of the ball. It can't be worse, but it makes me question how much better off they're going to be. Like, it's still Bill Belichick, who in 2023, I don't know that he gets offenses. Or offense, rather. It's still Bill O'Brien, who never had a top 10 offense when he was in Houston. Like, it should be better, but how good is it going to be?
I'm so much more troubled by Joe Judge still shouting
scary.
At people.
It is scary that he's still, I mean, we thought he might be out. We thought him and Patricia might be out. And not only is he there, he's as hands-on as ever. Again, we'll get to your feedback, 617-779-7937. Couple of things to get to. I do want to circle back to the Patriots' biggest needs this offseason. Is it a wide receiver, which is, well, a common thing that teams who went on deep playoff runs addressed in the past couple of offseasons through first-round picks, second-round picks, trades, what have you, big-time capital. Do the Patriots need to do that this offseason above all other positions? I also want to tie up a loose end on Sean Payton going to Denver and what it means, not just for the Patriots, but for a former Patriot, Tom Brady.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jones, good point from the text line. Because we're talking about the Shrine Bowl. No, I'm not being sarcastic. This is actually a good point.
I highly doubt it, but
from
go ahead.
207. Has to be horrible being a player going into this draft. I'm assuming this is after being at the Shrine Bowl. And knowing your offensive coach is a dope. Having to take his draft report will be doesn't take coaching well or criticism well.
No, I mean, look, and there's also this piece to it. I said it earlier, like, if I'm one of these prospects getting worked out by Bill Belichick or Joe Judge, I'm like, how am I supposed to take you seriously? What a waste of my time this is.
I don't think college kids are looking at Bill Belichick and going, this guy's wasting my time.
I would. I'd be like, because of this guy season. Working here, Joe Judge, you picked him.
I don't think they're even as tapped into that.
No, they're probably
about
not.
Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. They're
but
looking
if they
at
were,
going, this is the guy with all the rings.
If they were, they'd be like, wow, what a crappy job
but
he did last year.
You can imagine if they were.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. That's how I'd look at it. I mean, I don't know how in the know these kids are, but that's how I would look at it. And it's Jones and Mego with Arcan. You can call us up 617-779-7937. That is the text line, 37937, where you can chime in, as that last texter did. If you missed any part of the show or have it delivered to your phone daily, subscribe to Jones and Mego with Arcan, our podcast on the Odyssey app, or wherever you find your podcasts. So quickly before we circle back to the Patriots and what they may need this offseason, I thought Tom Curran had an interesting tweet about the Sean Payton takeaway going to Denver, breaking news last hour. I framed it, you know, very basic connection. I applied it to Bill Belichick, and I said, well, if Sean Payton gets this, a first and a second, and it's not Denver's own first-round pick, it's the Miami pick they got from the Bradley Chubb trade, a first and a second for Sean Payton and a third, what could you get for Bill Belichick? And if it's more or even the same, would you do it? And you could still sound off on that. But Curran made a good point. He said this puts a stake through the heart of the Brady-Payton reunion, which I had kind of forgotten about those reports earlier in the offseason and even going back to last year where the Dolphins got hit with tampering. Sean Payton and Brady were going to be a package deal to the Miami Dolphins. And so, if Sean Payton's going to Denver, does that tell us anything about Tom Brady's future and maybe tell us that Brady's retiring? I mean, is that possible? I don't think he's going to retire, but like if they're a package deal and Payton's going somewhere where they already have a quarterback, although
a quarterback
who is
on the downslide,
old and had a very poor year last year, does it tell us anything about Brady and his future? If anything, to me, I would just say that, well, maybe he's going to hang him up and retire, but I still don't think that's the case. So I guess it's a long way of saying, no, I don't think it tells us anything.
Well, it tells me, so yesterday, I think it was yesterday that Schefter or someone had the report that talking about the Dolphins are all in on, they're not interested in Tom Brady.
Right.
It was really awkward wording.
Which I don't buy, but yeah.
The quarterback that they were previously pursuing, they are no longer pursuing.
Right.
Which was so dancing around the tampering charges and everything. It was so strange. And I didn't buy that at all. I would say now I 15% buy that. I have 15% buy-in that the Dolphins, whether this has nothing to do with whether or not they're committed to Tua, who's still in concussion protocol because of the Dolphins. I'm not saying that, but it does make me think, okay, whatever the plan that they had in motion a couple years ago is not exactly the plan going forward, and it's kind of hard to think about Brady playing for Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. Like, maybe it tells you that Miami is more out of the mix. That's a fair way of looking at it, too.
I don't think it necessarily does that. No. I think that once the Peyton thing sort of blew up with Miami, you know, and the boat and all that with Brian Flores, I think they sort of just moved on and are still probably thinking that Tom Brady's a viable option. I don't think anything's really changed there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wonder if it's just Miami making a choice, too. It's like, look, we already got hit for tampering trying to put you two together. We can't get you both. So we're going to make a choice, and it's Brady.
They're like, making the choice that you would make, which is the talent.
100%.
Player.
Even at 46 next year, that's still the decision that I would make. So, look, I still think Brady's going to play. I absolutely still think Miami's in play. Maybe San Francisco's in play. Maybe Sean Payton's taking a job because he's like, well, crap, I'm not getting the Niners job. Shanahan's there. So maybe the more we talk it out, the more it does tell you a bit about Brady. But it is interesting. They're no longer a package deal because Brady ain't going to Denver.
I'm
going to
be fully transparent with you. My computer just turned itself off, and I don't know what's happening. I have a blank screen in front of me. This is the kind of thing that you have weird nightmares about, where then all of a sudden you're back in homeroom, and you're I never showed up to this.
Well, now you can't read the text line. What are you going to do?
I got all my notes on it.
I see. Well, maybe maybe you got too many.
This all might be off the top of the dome.
Have to freestyle
so don't hold me accountable.
Maybe you got too many DM requests. Maybe that's what's
that's
going
why
on.
My computer quit. My computer was like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, your computer's like, we need to. We need to take you right to ResNet.
You're going to have to up your foot game here if we're doing
that. Yeah. Maybe that's what's going on. It's completely crashed. You also have a whole nother computer sitting right there in front of you.
It doesn't have my login with anything. I can't even send myself my notes. My notes are on my computer in a Microsoft Word app. I'm giving everyone a glimpse behind the scenes of my system here.
Peeling back the curtain. 617-779.
Believe it or not, I actually prepare for this show.
Yeah, 7937. That's how you get in touch here with the show. Can we queue up Ty Law one more time? Ty Law was on the Greg Hill Show this morning, making his weekly appearance on a Ty Tuesday. And he had this to say about the Patriots and their chances of landing any big-ticket players.
Is there still an allure when it comes to playing for Bill Belichick, do you think?
I mean, for those that haven't played it, they're going to look at the history. Yeah, it's going to be some allure to it. And it's also going to be some of those people that say, you know, they came to play with Tom Brady. But, you know, you can't knock Bill Belichick's resume. So there is something, you know, to it. People want to win. Do you want to have a quarterback? Absolutely. But I think free agents will be intrigued if the bag is right. If the bag is comparable, they'll come to New England. But if it ain't comparable, I don't give a damn who the coach or the quarterback is in most cases.
Yeah, I do think that's changed a little bit. I think guys would have taken less a few years ago. Not a lot less, but, you know, roughly the same, maybe even a little less to come here. It had been proven, I don't want to say time and again, but it did happen with Brady. Guys would take less money to come here. That's gone. And you can still get free agents. You got to pay for it. Bill Belichick is begging the Patriots to open up their wallets, though he's part of the problem. He's part of the guy who is in charge of the budget and decides to penny pinch on certain players and draw a line in the sand on other players. So I wouldn't absolve Bill from any guilt, but I think they're tipping their hand they're going to spend. The problem is they have all this money and it's not a great free agent class. And when you spend, what are you going to spend on? Phil Perry wrote about this today or late last night at NBC Sports Boston, making the case that looking at the final four teams, Kansas City, Philadelphia, the 49ers and the Bengals on the other side, looking at the final four teams, you see a commonality outside of the Chiefs, who have Patrick Mahomes, who is a unicorn. I mean, you're never going to get yourself a Patrick Mahomes. But all the other teams put their assets into wide receivers. The Bengals, T. Higgins, second-round pick, Ja'Marr Chase, first-round pick. The Eagles, Devontae Smith, first-round pick, traded for A.J. Brown. On top of that, you have the Niners, who drafted Deebo Samuel in the second round. They drafted Brandon Ayuk in the first round and have George Kittle on top of it. Phil Perry says, having an elite offense is the price of admission this time of year, and most successful teams in football have spoken resoundingly with their wallets and their draft pick expenditures. Multiple game-breaking pass catchers is a prerequisite to getting a shot at the Super Bowl. He says the Chiefs don't have to live in that world thanks to Mahomes, as we were just discussing, but that's the reality in which teams that don't have this generation's best passer have been forced to live in. He made the case earlier in the article that it's arguably the second most important position on the field after quarterback. Is that what the Patriots have to go get this offseason and prioritize over anything else, above all other things, a wide receiver? Because I do think that's the case.
I'd absolutely like for them to upgrade at wide receiver, but it feels like it's not the right market for them to do that at all, because the free agency market for wide receiver is really poor. I mean, Jacoby Myers, I think it was ESPN today, rated him at 21 out of 50 available free agents this season, and he was the highest wide receiver on the list. You've already got him, and he wants to be here, so maybe you can negotiate something there. But I think for most people on the outside, they would look at that and say, well, Jacoby Myers isn't a number one receiver. That isn't enough. I would focus on the offensive line for sure. If you are able to move on from Trent Brown, you can unload $11 million free up $11 million for cap space and give yourself a little wiggle room to spend a lot to reinforce that. I just I think the strength, and this might not get you as far as you want to, like you might not be, you probably won't be one of those Final Four teams next season.
No.
Regardless of what move you make this season,
I just
this
like
offseason.
I'd like but them back in the playoffs and maybe winning a game.
You
forget
can
Final
actually
Four.
Shore up the side of your offensive game that is strong, which is your run game. And you're going to have Ramondre Stevenson back. I don't think Damian Harris is going to be back. You can see what you have with those two young backs who you drafted last season. And nothing's going to function without an offensive line in my book. Arcan, am I nuts?
Oh, they may be doing some work behind the scenes. Well, you know, your computer crashed, and it looks like they're doing some work for him.
Is something happening?
Your computer's broken, and we're fixing something else. We'll get to you.
No, so look, I do think it's the second most important position on the field in the modern-day NFL, more so than anything in the running game or the offensive line or anything on defense. Passing is what wins in today's NFL. It is. You need a passing attack. You need to be able to make big plays on third and medium, third and long, fourth downs. We saw a bunch of those in the AFC title game. You know, teams going for it, unlike Kyle Shanahan in the NFC title game earlier that day. So, you know, I do think you need that weapon, and especially if you don't have Joe Burrow or even Jalen Hurts. You know, you have something closer to Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy, then you need to surround him. And if you're going to go into next year with Mac Jones, fine. It's great that you got him Bill O'Brien and you got him a new play caller and you're getting him a different offense and a more competent offense that may or may not work in the NFL. If it's going to be Mac Jones, and it sounds like it's going to be Mac Jones, then you definitely, definitely need to upgrade the talent around him. And you're not wrong, Mego. It's a bad free agent class. Jacoby Myers is the best receiver. Odell Beckham is another option there. Who are some of the other big ticket quote unquote, Juju Smith-Schuster. These are some of the other big names. Nothing
Nelson
great.
Nelson Agholor.
Nothing great.
He's like the fifth best guy.
Yeah,
he's like
right. That's what I'm saying. It's not a good market.
But that doesn't mean there aren't ways to get wide receivers.
So are you going to go draft one?
You could, yes. And you could do what the Eagles did. You could trade for A.J. Brown. You could do what the Raiders did. Not that it made a huge difference for them. Trade for Devontae Parker. Miami turned into a playoff team by trading for Tyreek Hill. There are receivers you can trade for. And yes, I know they've been bad at drafting receivers. I've talked about it many, many times over the years. Just because they've been bad at it doesn't mean they shouldn't try anymore. They should still try.
I disagree. They should stop trying. They suck that bad.
Then you never would have gotten yourself Gronk. If the Patriots had that philosophy at tight end, you never would have gotten Gronk.
I'm not talking about tight ends. It's a wide receiver. It's just wide receivers.
But for 10 years, they were terrible at drafting tight ends. They stuck with it, and they got Gronk.
For 20 years, they've been terrible at drafting wide receivers.
Also, isn't that just kind of the law of averages?
Well,
at
yeah,
some point,
exactly.
You're going to hit. You're going to be awful.
Not
awful,
a wide receiver.
Well, you're not. With Arcan's plan, you're never going to hit. If you never do it again, then the law of averages will never work out.
From you. What do you think of Tyquan Thornton? Because
I don't think much.
Okay. So it's interesting you
said
that.
What do you think?
Because you were talking pretty highly of Sky Moore a little bit earlier when we were talking about Kansas City.
Well, I said I liked him going into his draft year. I have not seen, outside of one punt return, I haven't seen much this year.
Would you know that their numbers are almost exactly the same this season?
Sure. I like Sky Moore going in better in the draft, but it turns out
they both have 250 receiving yards on exactly 22 catches.
I would be concerned about both. Like, if you're not productive in year one, it doesn't mean you're going to stink, but I would be concerned.
Tyquan Thornton got hurt.
Sure.
So, I'm just saying, you were very high on Sky Moore.
When he was healthy,
Tyquan
he didn't exactly
Thornton.
Rip no, again, it up either.
Again,
either.
I was high on him going into his draft year. I didn't say I was high on him for the Chiefs right now. I was high on him going into I liked him a lot in that draft. But all those receivers that went right around Tyquan Thornton, I mean, you could have had George Pickens, way better. Could have had Alec Pierce. Sky Moore and Tyquan Thornton, fine, their numbers are similar. I'd be equally concerned about both. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'd be like, this kid hasn't shown anything either.
Speaking of the draft, though, I was really excited that we had this mind meld before the show, and we haven't gotten to talk about it, that we both looked at that kid Pacheco.
Oh, yes, go
Pacheco,
for it, yes.
Pacheco on the Chiefs, and we were like, guy from Rutgers, running back, little running back from Rutgers, who was a stud in that last game for the Chiefs. How did Bill miss out on him? And he was in the seventh round.
Late Rutgers pick should be Bill Belichick territory.
If you should be concerned about anything with the way that Bill drafts, it's that he wasn't looking at that guy. I mean, that's tailor-made. That's like a joke that you would construct to make fun of the way that Bill drafts. Seventh round running back from Rutgers. And then he tears it up.
Well, he wasn't at the Shrine Bowl last year. Maybe Bill missed out because he was skipping out on all of these All-Star games. Now that he's going to be doing it, maybe he'll spot someone like Pacheco.
Wasn't a good day.
Sean is in Manchester, New Hampshire on the Patriots. Go ahead, Sean.
Yo, dude, you need to build this team from the inside out. Start with the line, then work outside. whatever happened to us having a quarterback in a system this last year?
Yeah, Sean, I just think the league changed. I think the league changed.
Also, that system was pretty good last year too, I thought, right?
Well, the system did change, that's fair, but I don't love the idea of winning with a system quarterback in today's NFL. And if you're going to go with a system quarterback, then it needs to be Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy, where you are stacked everywhere. I mean, the Niners roster is absurd.
Well, Tom Brady is the system.
You also have to be in a great system like Shanahan runs. I mean, the system has to be good. Like, you can talk about the quarterback all you want this year. The system was awful.
I think Shanahan and McVay have good...
The system was rudimentary and non-existent.
Sure. I think, you know, if you had Patrick Mahomes in that system, it would have worked. I think if Matt Patricia was Patrick Mahomes' coach, it would have been fine. You wouldn't care about the coaching because coaching's overrated. That's what I think.
Define work. You think they would be where the Chiefs are now?
I think they'd be a good team. Would they be in the Super Bowl? Maybe not. Maybe that would preclude them from getting to the Super Bowl, but they'd be a really good team.
You'd
look at Patrick Mahomes and go, wow, look at that offense.
Would just blow off everything Patricia said. Yeah. That's the only time Mac Jones ever, that offense ever worked.
Well, this is the other thing.
He's waving them off and doing whatever he wanted.
This is the other thing about system quarterbacks. They're beholden to the system.
Right.
When you have a quarterback who can go off script and can play outside the system, you don't need to worry about the system so much. And, you know, Mahomes is a really high-end comp for that. But I even think somebody like Jalen Hurts would be an example of that. A guy who can get out of your system that puts a quarterback in the box and ask them to do one thing.
But
I think
Jalen,
if you have a quarterback who can do more than one thing, you can do it.
He couldn't really do that until he was in the system for a second year.
I guess you guys keep saying that. I thought he was pretty good last year. They were in the playoffs last year with him as a starting quarterback in his first year as a starting quarterback.
I think he took a big step forward.
He was much better this year. Fine, but like I don't think he was bad last year.
Arcan never answered the question.
What was it?
Which question?
Is wide receiver the most pressing need for
the
Patriots?
Oh, yes, we were going to go to you, but they were working on your computer.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing.
I wasn't doing anything.
His computer works fine.
I don't know why you even came in here. But my answer to that for this team, yes. I think that for the Chiefs, you can invest in the offensive line and shore that up and let the chips fall where they may with seventh-round running backs and Juju Smith-Schuster as your number one wide receiver. You can do that with Patrick Mahomes. You can't do that with Mac Jones. So yes, wide receiver is important.
You want to replace Jacoby Myers with Juju Smith-Schuster?
I would do that, yeah.
I think that there's a chance that's a minor upgrade. That's not where I would start. I'd start with Hopkins, who may or may not
want
to play for Bill O'Brien
again. I'd want
someone
better than Schuster, sure, but yeah. I mean,
Keenan Allen's a name I keep bringing up. Like, if he's at all going to shake free, that's a name I'd look at. You know, I know T. Higgins.
Have you been hearing that? This is the second time you said that. Have you been hearing that?
I thought Andrew Callahan wrote that a week or two
about
ago.
About Keenan Allen?
Yes.
I missed it. I completely missed that.
I believe he wrote that in the Boston Herald a couple of weeks ago when he was going through all the potential options at wide receiver. That name also caught my eye.
I love Keenan Allen.
I don't know how available he is, but that's a name that, yes, has been out there. Yeah. And I don't know if it's because they have quote-unquote cap restraints, and if that's the case, well, then they'll probably keep him. But if that's a name you can trade for and he's potentially available, I would love to. But Hopkins is the most obvious one. And that's where I'd start.
It's the most obvious one if he can get over Bill O'Brien comparing him to a serial killer the last time they talked.
No, I mean, I get all that, but like...
Oh, all that.
But you're also in Arizona. So like, do you want to be in Arizona next year?
Do you want to be in New England next year?
Well,
I mean, this is going back to the argument that Patriots fans continue to make. Oh, we're going to get T. Higgins because why wouldn't he be a Patriot? He's really good.
If they're going to pay him.
If you're going to pay anybody,
It doesn't sound like
Cincinnati.
My point is, it doesn't sound like the Cardinals want to pay DeAndre Hopkins.
Well,
so,
has a no-trade clause, so
okay.
He could say, I don't want to go play for Bill O'Brien again.
He could.
Compared me to a serial killer.
What if nobody else wants to pay him? He might say, you know what? I actually will go there. I don't care that much about it because I want to get paid, which I wouldn't blame him for.
Free agents will be intrigued if the bag is right.
There you go, Ty Law.
That's all you need to know. How do you work it out with DeAndre Hopkins? Pay him. Plain and simple.
You sit down. You have a nice little beer summit. You apologize for comparing him to a serial killer.
I mean, Ty Law.
I was only joking.
Ty Law said Bill Belichick had to lie to feed his family, and he came back and played for the Patriots. So, like, I mean, all these things can be worked out.
But that was Ty Law saying it about Bill. Bill was the bigger man who got over it.
Okay,
in that situation.
But Bill got over it.
Can DeAndre Hopkins get over being compared to a serial killer?
Sure.
Do you know DeAndre?
No, I don't, but if you pay me, I can get over a lot of things. I'm
true.
Sure he could, too.
I mean, we both have. Here we are.
Exactly. That's a fair point. 617-779-7937. We will wrap things up coming up next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Whatever happened to that, by the way? Whatever happened to the Marcus Smart jersey and no pants?
Couldn't find the jersey.
That is not
all talk.
That is not how I was welcomed yesterday. That is true.
What can I say?
I have a Marcus Smart t-shirt jersey. I'm a Marcus Smart guy, as everybody, president of the fan club. Me.
Are you
getting your cereal?
You know what? I am not getting the cereal. I've said this on the air before. I was the, people don't believe me when I say this. People think I'm joking. I was the creative force behind Pasta Pasta. Is that still available? Can that still be bought?
It's a good question.
I was the creative.
I can vouch for this.
I was the creative force behind Pasta Pasta. And you know what? Like most business deals I've done in the past, I didn't secure things very well, and I didn't get a cut of those proceeds. I didn't get any of that money. So Pasta's just sitting there on a David Pastrnak, that is just sitting there on a mountain of that pasta money, and he's about to get an extension on top of it, and I completely missed out.
Pasta Pasta is for sale on eBay for like $20 a box, so I'd say you probably can't get it in stores anymore.
Well, yeah, but every time that goes on eBay,
$20 for three boxes.
Still
not bad.
Still almost $7 a box.
Still.
It's actually expensive for pasta.
I also
88 cents, right? Wasn't that the whole gimmick?
I also pitched Tatum Tots. Free idea. I pitched Tatum Tots. That market has
come
not been
cornered. Come up with another one.
But are you going to... Well,
Tatum Tasty Cakes.
I should have come
My
up with...
bacon.
What do they call smart cereal? Flop Flakes? What do they call it?
Yeah, Flop Flakes, you got it.
Flop Flakes?
Wicked Smarts.
Wicked Smarts, yes.
That
and I know
cute.
And I know it's it goes to a very good cause.
They
so
look
I don't
a
mean,
lot like Lucky Charms.
I don't mean to talk down to
I
it.
Can't
I just
eat
I couldn't
Lucky
remember the
Charms
name.
Anymore. They give me intestinal distress.
Oh.
I'll leave it at that.
Yikes.
Gastrointestinal distress.
So Fourier
multicolored.
Fourier can't eat the sprouts. Fourier can't eat the sprouts and you can't eat Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to go down this road anymore. I already regret sharing
say that,
that
for Megsplaining tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's get into intestinal failures, or what did you just describe it as? Intestinal
distress.
Turmoil, distress. Let's get into that tomorrow. That's
yellow moons and green clovers.
What?
I can't wait to open the DMs after this show.
Oh yeah, you're
hey,
not.
I got a pink horseshoe for you.
Yeah, you are not. You are not gonna want to get in there. That is the last thing you're gonna want to do.
Magically delicious.
Yeah.
Clovers in balloons.
Yeah, purple eggplants is what you're gonna be getting in that cereal. Yeah. Anyway, what do we have today, Ryan? That we've missed out on the show.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, apparently I haven't heard. Really a lot of negative feedback as far as how the show has gone.
Yep. No, all positive
I'd
as far as I've heard.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is more subjective, but I did hear...
Hey, it's Greg.
Hi, Greg. How are you? Our show, in your debut, Adam, has made it back to the morning show, and they had a review. I don't know if you've heard this.
They did a review of Jones just, and Mega with Arkham.
I mean, yeah. I mean...
A review of me.
You guys are on the show, but it was really... You were sort of the... focal point of
review
this
of
discussion.
Me. Okay, yep.
We debuted a new afternoon show here yesterday, Jones and Mego. I tuned in. I thought it was very entertaining. Curtis, I know you were listening yesterday afternoon.
I love Jones. Love the guy. I thought he was excellent yesterday.
Thank
he
you.
And Mego were great with our kid.
We were.
And I love the clarity and opinionated nature of one Adam Jones.
One thing I noted,
I agree.
Was positively on script when it comes to the Mac Jones hate around this place that is propagated by noted Mac Jones hater Chris Scheim and Jermaine Wiggins.
Hello.
And sometimes Courtney Cox.
Hi, Scheim.
spot on with the Mac Jones hate. Here's what Adam Jones said yesterday.
Yeah, let's hear it. He's a dinosaur the way he plays. He's a relic compared to Jalen Hurts or, you know, never mind the Josh Allens of the world. Or even, you know, another quarterback who is the same area of the draft as Mac Jones, Justin Fields. Like, I wanted Justin Fields in that draft over Mac Jones. Yo, I'm not saying Mac can't play. I have my questions, but he's not a modern day quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, preach. Okay. Welcome. So, welcome. You forgot
to mention the guy who was in the AFC Championship game on Sunday, Joe Burrow, and his style of quarterback play.
I mean, the guy can still move. When Joe Burrow needs to make a play with his legs,
he's able to. I understand. He's a dinosaur quarterback. How do we do with a pocket quarterback here for 20 years?
Oh,
do we do pretty good?
It's a different era, Greg.
A different era, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you hear Julian Edelman?
We like the flashy guys. Okay, all right. Well, anyway.
Welcome to Adam Jones.
Welcome. Welcome.
So there you have it.
I'm not going to compare Mac Jones to Joe Burrow or to Tom Brady, but it is similar stylistically. That's fine. I think Mac Jones has a much lower ceiling than those two, but neither here nor there. All I would say
lower ceiling than Tom Brady.
Yes, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. But when it comes when it comes to the reviews of the show, I didn't expect the only negative review we were going to get, Mego. I didn't expect the only negative review we were going to get was going to be from Greg Hill.
Welcome to Adam Jones.
All of Twitter, I'm sure the Twitch chat, the text line, all of it was so positive that I'm surprised the one piece of negativity we have to deal with is from Greg.
I'm a little disappointed
by that.
My feelings were hurt because I came home yesterday and I had so many mentions and DMs. Everybody was like, Chad Finn's wrong. You're the best show that's ever been on.
Yep.
And then there were all these other podcasts that were reviewing the show, and they were all like, this is the greatest radio show ever.
Yeah.
And I just, to hear it from the morning show, the one slightly negative review, we can't take something that's even slightly negative. How are we going to do this anymore?
It's all been so positive.
And it's going to hurt us.
E2, Greg, it's all been so positive.
Positively on script.
But
like the one guy who didn't vote for Griffey, in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
That's basically
preventing
what
it from being unanimous. That's exactly what it is. But no, I am no Mac Jones fan. I will wear that as a badge of honor. We'll be looking.
I can't wait for you guys to meet.
I was just going to say, we'll be looking forward to talking to
it's
Mac Jones
really
in football
interesting.
Season. Well, I'm not banking on him being the quarterback for all that long, but what are you going to do? Anyway, when it comes to the NBA, though, and trash talk, because that wasn't really trash talk from Greg. When it comes to the NBA and trash talk, though, the Celtics like to partake in it, but Luka Doncic also does it as well. This was apparent last night, right, Ryan?
And galloping in to lead the way was Luka. And there's still, this is how the night started, and this is how the night is going to end, with the Detroit bench and Luka exchanging words.
Well, that
don't want to get a technical right now, given that he's at 11 for the year and you're suspended at 16.
Not even necessary.
It seems like there was extra chirping going on with the bench tonight. Did that impact
it? Their assistant coach, he started chirping in the first quarter. So they didn't like when I chirped back. Now they said play basketball. If they're going to chirp at me, I'm going to chirp back. I ain't scared.
I don't know if you've ever been in that situation before where you got a buddy behind you who's talking crap on your behalf. Say that to his face. He'll no mop the floor with you. And Dwayne Casey's like, would you shut up? That's Luka effing Doncic over there. He's going to kill us, which he did, by the way.
Yeah,
went
no,
off
he
for
did.
35 points.
He did.
I've been that person with
he went off for 50. I thought he went off for 50
before.
Plus 53, right?
Oh, you went off for 50, at the, I might 50 be looking at an old game night. Log then.
What were you saying,
No,
though?
I was saying I've been that person with a boyfriend before. You know?
Oh, yeah.
My boyfriend
could beat you up.
Yeah. Like, you know.
He was at Planet Fitness this morning. Yeah. And you're right, Adam. He had 53 points against the lowly Detroit Pistons.
Well, you needed all 53 to beat Detroit. Yeah.
You know who that assistant was, too. That's Jerome Allen, who was here for a long time under Brad Stevens. So some Celtics ties there. But no, yeah, you've done like the Sammy Sweetheart Ronnie thing where you're like.
I would say when I was
I don't mean
bars,
their personal relationship. I mean, kind of.
No, never did that.
Kind of gassing up, and then Ronnie's going to fight the battle.
And then
I
run away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why 19-year-olds should not be in bars.
I do that too with my wife. I'm like, yeah, she could beat you up.
She probably could.
Then I run away and I hide. That's how it works. Bit of an attack dog. No, she could beat me up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think she could beat up most of the show, to be honest.
I don't know about Arkand.
I could take her away.
You should. All right. This is going to be great. We're going to figure out a foundation for this.
I mean, we're being honest here.
Yeah, you know what?
I like her. I wouldn't want to fight her, but I probably could if I had.
Somebody's going to take out Kat. I could do it. All right, good to know. Duly noted. You know, I'll back pocket that information. You never know. You never know when that's going to come in handy. So that'll do it. Day two in the books. Progress? What do we think? Progress?
I think Meg's planning was better today, so I feel good about me. I don't know about you. We'll see. We'll be back tomorrow.
No, I agree. You took a big step forward today. Me, it might have been some regression. And then all the positive reviews, and then Greg's going to knock us down a peg. How dare he? Anyway, that'll do it for us. We'll have more tomorrow at 2 right here on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.